Thank you for listening to Cinema Central. I'm your host, as always, DJ Ace, and by now it is quite obvious that the entertainment industry never sleeps, because it seems all I have been doing since coming back from Europe is catching up on movies and TV shows. And to top it all off, San Diego Comic-Con happened the same weekend I got back, and as always, a ton of trailers are released at the con. So I decided it was time for another episode of Trailer Talk to discuss all of these new trailers. And afterwards, be sure and go back and watch these trailers if you haven't already, because most of them are quite exceptional. It is interesting to note that DC Comics kind of took control of this year's SDCC, with Marvel almost nowhere to be found. I said almost. Doesn't mean they're completely gone. So, starting off, Shazam comes out in April of 2019, and I absolutely love this trailer. Billy Batson is a young teenager who gets the power to become an adult superhero, and I love that Zachary Levi plays his adult form. It just looks like so much fun, and I'm hopeful it'll be a big boost to DC lineup because it really needs that right now. And I just love the ending of this trailer when he's just like walking along eating like Cheetos or something, and he's just like, oh, what's up? I'm a superhero. Yeah, good fun. Aquaman comes out December 21st this year, and I'll admit I like this trailer as well, mostly because I think it's going to be so radically different from what we have seen so far in the DC universe. I also love Jason Momoa as Aquaman, and he is pretty great in Justice League, and I think it'll be a great to see him have the spotlight for himself. And story-wise, it's pretty straightforward. He's born of two different worlds, and now he has to save them both from his evil half-bro. And we saw Black Manta in there for a minute, and it still looks great. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, comes out in May 2019. Let them fight once more, I say, because the first Godzilla was pretty good, and this one looks great because it has more of all the stuff we wanted to begin with. More Godzilla, more monsters, and more Godzilla fighting monsters. Of course, things look pretty bleak for humanity in this trailer. I love the tagline, long live the king, and that shot of the planes flying along with Godzilla was pretty dope. We also saw the other creatures, Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah in this trailer. My only question is if King Kong is going to show up. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald comes out in November of this year. We get to go back to the Wizarding World in this next installment in the Fantastic Beasts franchise, and I have to say, I'm not that into it. There are certainly things going on with the magic and the people from the last movie being in here, and there's young Dumbledore and Johnny Depp playing the villain, and he seems to have his hands on that old Elder Wand, but still, I'm not that into it all at this point. Glass comes out January 2019. The vision of M. Night Shyamalan comes to fruition in this trailer that I am super stoked for. When that post-credit scene rolled up at the end of Split showing Bruce Willis, I about lost my mind. And now we get to see how these three characters interact with each other. I love it when the psychiatrist is like, it's a growing field, the superheroes. Psychiatry, like what? And then Glass being played by Samuel Jackson is awesome, and he's just like sounds like the bad guys teaming up to me. So basically, this movie is what happens when the unstoppable force meets the immovable object, and I am stoked to see how that turns out. Dragon Ball Super Broly comes out in January 2019. I'll admit, this pick kind of shows how much of a nerd I am, but I don't care because it looks awesome. I've always been a Broly fan, and now he is getting a reboot, and he's getting put into the actual canon of the show, which makes me super happy. My only concern is that I've not actually been able to watch the Dragon Ball Super series yet, so I hope it won't be necessary to enjoy this film. Star Wars The Clone Wars. This one surprised a lot of people, I think, but it makes sense considering the current show, Star Wars Rebels, wrapped up recently. Now they're going to go back and actually finish the Clone Wars cartoon, which was fantastic, by the way. The bad news is we all know how this story ends. Voltron Season 7 comes out August 10th. The next season looks super intense and kind of Odyssey-like with the team trying to get back to Earth in One Piece. Regardless, can't wait to watch it. Supergirl, Season 3, October 14th. Mostly sizzle reel, but voice-overed by the new antagonist, Agent Liberty. And we got a look at a new Supergirl suit. The Flash, Season 5, October 9th. Nora, the child of Barry and Iris, came back in time and revealed herself at the end of Season 4, and it would seem that something came back in time with her. Also, it looks like Wally West will be back in the action as well, and we got a sneak peek at that classic Flash suit ring. Arrow Season 7, August 14th. Oliver Queen is now in prison, and there is someone new running around Star City in a Green Arrow suit. Vigilantes are still outlawed in Star City, and that villain from Season 6, Diaz, is still around, and also Laurel, the Earth 2 Laurel, is still there too. Legends of Tomorrow, Season 4, October 22nd. I do really enjoy this show, and Season 4 looks to be just as crazy as ever, though I am a bit worried the series is becoming an excuse to bring in John Constantine all the time. I guess we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Black Lightning Season 2 had a trailer, comes out in October, but the trailer was just a recap of Season 1, so nothing new to talk about. But it was a good show either way. The Gifted Season 2 comes out this fall. The trailer looked kind of intense. A period of time has certainly passed since Season 1 ended, and as the main plot point seems to be about Polaris having her baby and the tensions rising between just about everybody in the show. Iron Fist Season 2 comes out September 7th. Just a teaser of Danny having some flashbacks, but I am hopeful that Season 2 will be better than Season 1. Titans, the super infamous F Batman line in this trailer, super gritty reimagining of the Teen Titans, includes Robin, Raven, Starfire, and Beast Boy, and we'll see how this one plays out. Young Justice Season 3 coming soon. Young Justice Season 2 had quite the emotional ending and is one of the rare cases of a show being brought back from a cancellation after enough support from the fan base. The third season, titled Outsider, looks like it's going to be just as crazy. The Dragon Prince, September 14th, coming to Netflix and being done by the head writer and director of the Last Airbender series. Looks like it'll be good fun, though I would still enjoy a continuation of the Last Airbender franchise. The Orville, Season 2, December 28th. Honestly, I didn't think I would enjoy this show, but I tried it out anyway, and after a bit, I did find it mildly amusing, so I'm interested to see what Season 2 brings. And that's about it for the Comic-Con trailers. There are a couple other trailers that came out post-Comic-Con that are worth talking about. First and foremost is the second Venom trailer, Venom coming out in October. Starring Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock, he gets infected with the Venom symbiote, and I have to say, it's been a very long while since we have gotten a good anti-hero film. I like that Venom got some jokes in this trailer, and this new trailer shows us some symbiote versus symbiote action when Venom fights the Riot symbiote. There's been a lot of misconceptions on the internet that was Carnage. I looked it up. It's actually Riot, apparently. And finally, we got Alita Battle Angel coming out this December. This one's being done by James Cameron. And this is one of those movies that is that weird cross between live action and animation. And I have no idea how they make that work. But it looks very interesting, both cinematically and story-wise. And I believe it's adapted from a graphic novel or manga, one of the two. And a couple honorable mentions. There was a trailer for Riverdale Season 3, Doctor Who Season 11, the new Purge TV show, Star Trek Discovery Season 2, The Walking Dead Season 9, and Fear the Walking Dead Season 4B. And there's also a trailer for Vikings Season 5B that I just thought of. So, I'm sure there are many more that came out. It's like I said, the entertainment business never sleeps. And thanks for listening. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure when I'll be back on here. It definitely won't be next week because I'm starting a new job next week. But hopefully I won't be gone for too long. Until then, stay in touch on my socials, which you can find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Ace Cinema Central. One word, all lowercase. Very simple. And that's it. So, again, I'll see you later. And please enjoy those movies.
Booyah!